Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome into Grant and Danny. You are listening live to The Fan. We'll take you all the way up to 6:30 this evening. 4.5 hours of fun right here from our flagship studios in the nation's capital, in the Navy Yard, where we're pumped to be with you. At 5 o'clock, Bill is back on the show. Ja'Cory Krosky-Merritt coming off 18 carries for 96 yards and a touchdown. And at 3 o'clock, Barry Sferluga, columnist, Washington Post, wrote a piece disagreeing with the Commanders' decision to shut down Jaden Daniels. We'll talk to him in 1 hour. Danny Ruye, happy Tuesday.
What do you say, buddy? I checked in with a physician buddy of mine. I have what's called jumper's knee. Now, the jokes write themselves for someone that cannot jump any longer, that maybe 30-some years ago could probably do okay in that regard. Now that's over, but that's what I have. I have jumper's knee. The front of my patella tendon, it's like I'm a real athlete with like real sports injuries, except I'm not an athlete. It really bothers me all the time. Going up and down stairs, standing up, I make these terrible groans more than I normally do as an aging gentleman. But it means I can't play hoops for a little while, dude. I got to rest up.
Is this the injury that was suffered on the field in Minneapolis?
Yes.
While we played pickup football?
Yes. So it's been bugging me, and I played with it. I tried to play some pickleball with it, and it was a little tender. I played hoops the other, last week, thinking I'd be fine, and it was okay for most of the game. And then I took a step. I had the audacity to take a step. Now, this was a step to the right. I know that's very extreme. Before action even started, and like the shooting discomfort, pain, looseness kind of shot up there, and I went, oh, that ain't right. I went, sat, and it's been bugging me ever since. But that's what it was. It was in Minnesota. I got injured on an NFL field.
Well, you are almost 50.
Yeah.
And you do play sports at night, mm-hmm, recreationally, like a 14-year-old. So these are the types of things that can happen.
This is what's bound to happen.
This is kind of the way of the world.
And we've talked about this. Like, I know how this is going to end, right? Operation Less Fat, always ongoing. I have to play sports, right? I can't just go jogging. You jogging people, God bless you. Your 13.1s, your 26.2s, good for you. It's not sustainable for me. What is finding stuff that I enjoy. I enjoy playing sports, enjoy pickleball, pick up hoops, lifting weights, whatever. This is how it's going to end, though. This one's jumper's knee. I'm icing it, doing stupid rehab exercises where I look like such a wuss. But eventually, the catastrophic one's coming. It is. That's how it's going to end.
When we took our tour at U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis, which is probably the best NFL stadium in America, designed and built by the same architects and builders that will be building the new stadium here in the nation's capital for the Commanders.
We are in good hands.
Very excited about. Everybody can rest assured this is going to be a Taj Mahal and it's going to be immaculate. But we went on this tour. We saw every nook and every cranny, and we saw, you know, every room basically in that stadium. It was really amazing, from the broadcast booth for Fox to the a visitor's owner's suite where Josh Harris and Mitch Rales would be sitting the next day. We saw it all. But at the end of this private tour, they took us down on the field with our friends, the law firm Cundori and Murad, who set it all up. And then we got to play football on the turf one day before the Commanders took the grass and went out and played indoors at US Bank. And, you know, they ended up getting shut out 31-0. So that's not as cool a coincidence as maybe it would have been.
Mm-hmm.
But Jaden Daniels' season wasn't the only one that ended on that field, it sounds like.
Yeah. Our buddy Ibrahim got a swollen ankle. I got jumper's knee.
Ibby hurt his ankle trying to toe-tap the sideline when I was trying to drop one in the bucket right over the chalk. And then you got a knee that left you in pain as we were walking around those jetway indoor hallways all over town in zero-degree weather.
Really strange. It didn't make any sense because it wasn't, I don't know, I've never had discomfort there. I've always been blessed with good knees. I've had bad everything else, like back and shins and feet, and I've had problems everywhere, just like everybody that's ever done anything. But knees have usually been okay, and this is my first one of these, and I didn't know what to make of it, and it has been really, really irritating, and I'm annoyed about it, and that's what I've got for you.
It is Tuesday, which means Commander's Survivor on Grant and Danny. And then there were four. Go to Facebook.com/Grant and Danny. 4 hours, 10 minutes or so to vote, starting right now throughout the show. You're going to give one player immunity, and you're going to send somebody home. Laramie Tunsil got immunity for his performance last week in the 31-0 shutout loss because somebody had to get immunity. So he will be in the final three as we embark on week 16. But either Deebo Samuel or Javon Kinlaw or Bobby Wagner, one of those three is going home. And maybe more importantly, one of the three of Deebo Samuel, Javon Kinlaw, and Bobby Wagner is getting immunity, and because of that, will then be one of the last men standing in Commander Survivor the way it's going to work out. So go vote now, Facebook.com/Grant and Danny. We are down to our final four.
Deebo, Laramie Tunsil, Javon Kinlaw, Bobby Wagner. I would not have had that in the office pool. Just starting off the season, right? Just the way that this whole thing began, the way that the season was going, I would not have guessed that this is how it would have ended up. But
Wagner's
here we are.
Wagner's fascinating to me because he has 137 tackles, which is good for top five in the NFL. He is the consummate professional off of the field.
Hey, grown up.
Just a great leader of men, but he also gets burnt a bunch.
He leads the league in yards after the catch allowed in coverage. I mean, those stats are always hard to quantify because you don't know what zone and what responsibilities you have. You're doing your best, but it fits what the eye says, right? It's almost 500 yards after catches against Bobby Wagner.
Sometimes those stats are hard to quantify.
Mm-hmm.
This year, they're not that hard.
This one ain't that hard.
Just watch a couple of games. You'll
see
who's
the guy trailing? Oh, 54. Crap.
You'll see it. That said, I do find it really interesting that he is among the final four, and who knows, could be in the last two standing if he gets immunity after what was a pretty solid game for him. Now, he did give up a touchdown to Tyrone Tracy on a red zone throw from Jackson Dart, but that was not a bad football play.
No.
I thought he was kind of in phase, did an okay job. It just so happened he got beat on that play, and he's tackling really, really well.
He's
not
a machine.
Missed a tackle
yeah.
in weeks and weeks and weeks.
If he can reach you, you go down.
Yeah.
Now, it's that first part's doing a lot of work there. If he can't, then obviously you run by him. But if he gets his hands on you, go to the ground.
Show's live today all over the DMV on our normal 106.7. The Fan, of course, will be live in Richmond for 3 hours today as well, AM 910, FM 105.1. If you are not going to be in the car, if you're making the rounds, doing errands, doing a little Christmas shopping, whatever you got going on, you can dial us up on the app for free. It's available wherever you are, the Odyssey app. And you can watch us if you're at home. Throw us on the screen with your smart TVs. The YouTube stream for 106.7 The Fan is how you can watch us in high definition on Grant and Danny.
By the way, Friday field trip. Just throwing it out there. Leesburg, Pupatella, we are making our return this Friday. So make plans accordingly. We love going to Leesburg and we love Pupatella. Let's bring it together.
Dare I say, because there have been some towns, there have been some locations that have been very good to the boys.
Uh-huh.
Reston is up there. Ashburn's always been very good.
Yep.
I feel like anytime we do anything in, you know, the city of Fairfax, we crush.
Mm-hmm.
Leesburg's kind of become a little bit of a home base.
Is Leesburg our home court?
Now, it might be that I'm Leesburg Paulson, as you know, and that's where I'd like to move. I always talk about this, so I'll over talk about it real quick, if you don't mind.
A lot.
I always think about, like, moving out there until I realize it costs the exact same to do anything out there as it does, like, right outside the city.
Yep.
I'm like, I'll just go out to Leesburg and buy something. And you're like, oh, this is actually more expensive. But damn if I don't love Leesburg. It's the best.
Mm-hmm.
We're going back out to Leesburg to Pupitella to eat some pizza on Friday and talk about football. And we're doing it after a win, for goodness sake.
Wow.
And
it's been a long time since we've been able to say that.
For the first time all season, we're doing it the day before a game because the Commanders play on Saturday, not Sunday, at 5 p.m. I'm a little bit bummed, I got to say, because we've reached the point of the year where watching the Commanders feels a little bit like work, especially if Jaden Daniels is not going to play again, and we now know that he isn't. And so for these final three games, Eagles, Cowboys, Eagles, one of them is on Christmas Day proper. One of them is on a Saturday. It's not the normal day you carve out for your football escapades. And then the other is going to be week 18 of the NFL season with a lot of postseason relevant games ongoing. To focus in on the Commanders rather than having a wandering eye to those other games, it's nice to have this standalone contest right now so you're not missing all the other good stuff that's happening. So Saturday, 5 o'clock, there's not another game going on. But I'll be at Northwest Stadium. I've got a bunch of obligations after the game, the locker room, take command, some other stuff I do. So I'm going to miss the beginning of Bears-Packers, and I am so fired up for that game Saturday night. Like, we're at a point now, Danny, where these huge end-of-season games, I don't know if you watched Bills-Patriots this weekend, was a blast, but we've now made it to the stretch run, the final 3 weeks. How about this? Thursday night, Rams-Seahawks, they're both 11-3.
Yes, please.
NFC West, driver's seat on the line. Saturday night, 8:20 East time, Packers, Bears, 9-4-1, 10-4, the winner, driver's seat for the NFC North. And then you got a bunch of important games on Sunday, even the not very good games, even the not that interesting games like the Bucs and the Panthers. That's kind of a meh football game. 2-7-7 teams. The winners probably went into the division.
Sometimes two mediocre teams can make for great entertainment. I'm with you because there's something on the line. And this is why they've staggered the schedule like this for the, you know, the end of season. God, we've only played two division games. Well, here comes the last three or four, whatever it is down the stretch, right? Where you're going to be able to do that. So not every game's a division game, obviously, but a lot of them are. Green Bay, Chicago for supremacy. You already touched on it, but you know, some of these marquee matchups where this is now you can make a lot of hay in both the division race, conference race, et cetera, and a lot can change over the last couple weeks, and that's why they staggered the schedule like this.
So last week in week 15 that just wrapped up this weekend into Monday Night Football, we talked about this, but every single game but Commanders-Giants had postseason ramifications, literally every single one. This week is a lot different. There are a plethora of games that are two bad teams playing that aren't postseason relevant,
yep,
which means that a bunch of the games have two teams that need games. Which one's better? I don't really know. I've kind of debated this. Like last week, you had a lot of heavy favorites, 12, 13, 10 points, where a playoff-bound team is playing a bad team. But because of that, every game had somebody that needed something. You've got a lot more games on the schedule this week, like Vikings-Giants, where both teams have been eliminated.
Yeah, more Jets-New Orleans.
Falcons-Cardinals. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like those games are happening where neither teams are making the playoffs. But because of that, you get 10-4 Jacksonville, 12-2 Denver. You get 11-3 New England and desperate Baltimore. You get 8-6 Pittsburgh, front runners now in the AFC North, and 8-6 Detroit, where both teams have to have that game. You get the 49ers on Monday Night Football, inexplicably still against Phil Rivers. He's going to start another game.
Here we go.
49ers, Colts, 10-4, 8-6. So this might actually be better because both teams need a lot of these games.
Yeah, this is what I would choose. The more both teams have something on the line games possible, as many of them as I can get, because it's the number one intense thing is the playoffs where it's win or go home. The second most intense thing is this, where I have to win. No, I have to win. And now let's do battle. That when something's on the line for everybody, not just pride or some sort of, you know, play out the string and see if I can win a job for next year. Those are cool things too, but nothing compares to this where, like, as you said, with Detroit, they have to have it. They have to. They are desperate. They gave the Rams everything they can handle. Didn't have enough. If they're going to go to the postseason, a team with that kind of aspiration, they absolutely have to beat Pittsburgh this week. Give me that. Sign me up.
Speaking of Pittsburgh, they get a big win last night against the Dolphins, 28-15, and it wasn't that close. They led 28-3 with 10 minutes to go before Miami scored a couple of late touchdowns to make it look better. But their defense shoved it at home on Miami. And I'll tell you what, Tua Tagovailoa looks broken. I know it's a cold weather game, and he plays poorly in those games, but his numbers on the season, look at interceptions and just misfires, That contract is abysmal. That is a crippling disaster of a deal. It's one of the reasons I think that their GM, Chris Greer, over the years has already been fired this year. I think Mike McDaniel's going to keep his job. They had won four in a row before yesterday. Maybe that's still TBD based on how they finish these final few weeks. But when I watch them and I see how their defense came out and I see how they run the ball with Devin Achane, again, 5 yards per carry last night, when I see their skill guys, Achane out of the backfield's a star, Darren Waller at tight end is a mismatch waiting to happen, 2 touchdowns. Jalen Waddle, underutilized last night, but a good player. It feels like Tua's an anchor. I feel like he is holding that team back. I don't really know what they can do about it.
Me
because
neither.
You are boxed into that deal. They could do the Russell Wilson thing that Denver did and pay basically the same amount of money you'd be paying him to get rid of him, which is like $55 million against your cap next year with or without him. If you have him, you pay that much. If you don't, you pay that much. And then you're taking on a bunch of dead money after that. But if they wanted to, they could go that route and draft or bring in some young ascending quarterback. But I just feel like they're in a bad way because of last night as an example. And I don't always feel this way. I felt like he gave them almost no chance. And otherwise, they were good enough to beat a pretty mediocre Steelers team.
Yeah, there are moments when everything works right in that offense that you've seen it over the years. I think people have caught on a little bit to some degree.
Like when they played Washington as an example.
That's an example where it doesn't matter if you don't have all the zip on the fastball. It doesn't matter as long as you're throwing with anticipation, touch. You're basically throwing it to a spot and one of their track stars is running underneath it and going after the catch. Or you flip it out to Devin Achane with a head of steam and you know he's going to make it right.
He might be my number three back right now.
He's special.
That I would want in Washington. Jahmyr Gibbs is my one seed. I actually think Bijan Robinson's a more complete, better player. He's the best back in the league. But like I would, if I could take any back in the NFL and put him on my team in D.C., one is Jahmyr Gibbs, two is Bijan Robinson, and is it crazy to say three is Devin Achane?
It's not.
That dude is a badass.
Well, that's the style. Like he'll run between the tackles because you have to every once in a while. That's not what he's here to do. He's here to get out to the side. He's going at 75% on cruise control. You're sprinting to catch up with him. You overcommit, he cuts back. If you don't overcommit, he runs around you. Like, he's a joy to watch. Like, they get him in space, and I love how creative it is. That Mike McDaniel comes from that. He was a run game coordinator back in the day. He comes from that Shanahan tree, and he's, like, added to it. Their run stuff is awesome. I love watching them run the football. But pass-wise, it feels like people have caught on a little bit. Like, there was a play last night where, actually, Tua burned it. It was actually really smart. But they have this whole run setup where you got a pulling guard. It looks like a run, and you know the tight end's going to leak out, or that it was a receiver's going to leak across. Where I think every defense 2 years ago was like looking in the opposite direction, thinking it's Achane running around the edge, and the boot has already gone the other way, and someone's open. But Pittsburgh had it defended perfectly. It now requires more tight window throws. It now feels like nothing's easy anymore in the pass game for Miami, and you've got to be able to zip it in there. And he's looking at his left arm going, I don't have any zip in here. I can throw it with touch. Do you need that?
I think you look at Tua's career and you go, the season Tyreek Hill did incredible things. He put up the numbers that got him paid. I think there's a lot of guys with Tyreek Hill elevating you that might have been able to put up big numbies in that offense with Mike McDaniel.
With that run game and some of the action off of that, yeah.
Here's actually where I wanted to start the show, though, on the phones with people, and we can open up the lines for the first time today on this next at 800-636-1067. There are two home games left in these final three games. I worry about what the atmosphere is going to look like. I know back in the day, the single biggest frustration for Dan Snyder, and one of the reasons inevitably that he made a lot of the decisions he did with coaches at the end of seasons, was the one thing he couldn't tolerate was that aerial shot in late December or January in the final weeks of the season where it's an empty stadium sans the other team's uniforms, right? The jerseys that fans are wearing of, in this case, the Eagles and the Cowboys. And there's going to be takeovers. I talk a lot about the thread I'm on with the season ticket holders that we have seats with and, you know, the tailgating group that I'm a part of. The amount of people that are not going to the Christmas Day game that everybody was so excited about, so giddy about, when we found out about it, I remember taking calls and people thought it was the coolest thing ever. Well, now you're 4-10 and it's a lost season and it's Christmas and it's not that cool anymore. It's going to be freezing and you're going to leave your family and go sit in those seats. A lot of people just aren't going to do it. And that's just one of the two games at this point. There's another one on Saturday night this weekend where you're giving up one of the valuable final days before Christmas that you have to do some kind of holiday activity or get some shopping done or do family stuff. I really fear that this is going to be somewhat awful to see visually. How many Commanders fans come to this game, how much it's taken over by the visiting crowds, because it's already been trending in that direction.
Yeah.
But the question, I guess, for you guys is, if you have tickets to the game, are you going, or are you one of the people that is selling your tickets or going to eat the tickets? 800-636-1067. And then just for everybody else watching this thing, there's three games left still. What percentage of these games do you plan on watching? Is this still an every play, butt on the couch, can't do anything else, rearrange your holiday schedule event for you, that you're going to lock in on these games and that everything else on Christmas Day or whatever other days are going to have to work around the Commanders? Like, how much do you plan on watching of these final three games? That's the question. 800-636-1067 if you want to hop in. 800-636-1067. We're Grant and Danny just getting started on a Survivor Tuesday on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Grant and Danny on The Fan. Thank you for making the show part of your day. We appreciate you. Tomorrow, we'll sink our teeth into college football and preview playoff weekend at 3 o'clock. We've also got Cynthia Freeland from NFL Network joining us at 5 o'clock to look ahead to Commanders Eagles on Saturday and Week 16 in the NFL. Got a great show planned for you today, including Barry Sfarluga to discuss the column he wrote. Disagrees with shutting Jaden Daniels down. We'll do that in 30 minutes. And Bill's on the show at 5 p.m. today. after a 96-yard performance with a touchdown, the big triumphant return of Jacory Kroski-Merritt.
Good for him, man. It's been such a grind over the last couple of years for him, both with the NCAA's nonsense and, you know, slipping to the seventh round, et cetera, and in and out of the lineup at times. Like, it's been months since he's had one of these really big games. Cool for him to have that.
So here's my question for Commanders fans, and Danny, you can answer this one to get us started. I want to know, first, for the people with tickets to go to Northwest Stadium over the final two games of the season, will you be going to the games, yes or no? 800-636-1067. So I'll answer this for myself. Mm-hmm. They've got two homies left. The first is Saturday night against the Eagles, and I'm going to go to that game. I would love to sit at home and get ready for the great night game in the NFC North, and also JMU's in a college football playoff game. My wife's an alum. We're excited about that. We want to watch that game. I'm going to get home late and probably miss a couple quarters or close to the first half of that game, but it's part of it, right? So I'm going to be at the game on Saturday. I'm not going to go on Christmas. I've made that decision. Plan all along was to go. Got four kids at home. Was going to leave them, go cover football. If it was a big, important, vital game, maybe it'd be a necessity to be out there. I don't necessarily have to be out there as it's currently constructed, so I'm not going to go. So I'm going to bet 500 on these final two games, and this will be non-illness or something like that. One of the few games over 20-plus years that I've missed at home. It's just part of the routine. It's what I like to do, is to go cover those games. But that's my answer in terms of going. Now, in terms of watching the final three, I'm a crazy person. I'll watch 100% of the snaps. I don't miss a snap, never have, and ideally won't at any point. So if I've got a one TV situation, everything else has to wait. Fantasy championship, ramifications for who's in and who's out. I'll catch the highlights after. I'm going to lock in. But that's the other question for people is, if you're at home and the Commanders are playing with other games on, do you have that wandering eye? Are we at a point where you go, I'll check the score and flip over every now and then for some drives? But especially with Jaden Daniels out, these three games have lost some intrigue.
100%. So I'll put my fandom hat on for a second. It's a requirement for us. I mean, I'm watching. I'd watch it anyway, but it's, you know, that's why we get into this thing, is we love this team and we love the sports and we care about these things. We're passionate about it. You can't fake that for, you know, a couple of decades, as, you know, if it's just not, it's too hard to do, I think, in my view. But anyway, so yeah, I'm watching it as part of my job. But putting my fan hat on, I would be more concerned this weekend with fantasy championships, DFS, the occasional bet, whatever, than I would be Hawkeye watching Washington play football. Because you already said it. The intrigue would be how Jaden Daniels plays. Whether I want him to or not is relevant. If he's in there, that's what I care about. I don't care about Billy the backup. I don't care about Mariota. I kind of know what I got there. There's not much intrigue. There's not much left on the line for me going to a last couple of games this year. I'm far more concerned about maybe winning some money with my fantasy championships or whatever. So I'd be watching, but not with the same passion, fervor when something's on the line. But of course, trying to separate that from our work obligations, which includes watching the hell out of it.
But we only get 17. We only get 17 of these things. And you're going to be army crawling through the parking lot over glass to get into that restaurant for some food in a couple of months.
We'll be Andy Dufresne in it, dude.
You will be desperate to watch Commanders football by the middle of February. You get 17. You got three more. You might as well soak them up, smoke them while you got them. Let's go to John in Fairfax on G&D. What is going to be your level of engagement here down the stretch?
Hey, you guys. So first of all, I just want to say I listen to you all the time. You guys are fantastic.
Appreciate you, brother.
Your perspective on everything is just great. So here's the deal. I am a diehard Redskin fan, have been since the 70s. Every game, just like you said, Grant, I arrange everything around the food I'm going to have, how I set everything up in front of the TV. I'm that kind of a guy. Now, I have a band. This puts it in perspective. Last year, when we found out the Detroit game was on a Saturday night, I was losing my mind all week because my band's playing, and I'm obviously not going to be able to see the game. Thank God we get there, and they said, hey, don't worry about it. Everybody's going to watch the game. You guys only have to play an hour tonight. We'll pay you in full. Let's so go. We were happy campers. This Saturday, we obviously have this game, and we have a show coming up. I'm not that upset about it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, of course. Yeah, I mean, the difference between a playoff game in Detroit to get to the NFC Championship game and whatever this is this weekend is a steak and filet, you know, and, you know, filet mignon and hamburger helper, right? It's night and day. I totally get that. Let's go to Usman in New York on Grant and Danny. What's up?
Hey, dude.
Hey, guys. So I'm 30 years old, diehard Skins fan. I think I can count on, like, one hand the number of plays I've missed my entire life. I had tickets to the game this past weekend. We completely punted them and ate the money. It was freezing cold, and, you know, given the starting lineup, I just figured forget it. You know, we do have only 18 NFL weeks, and there's some crazy matchups going on, and so the Commanders game will be relegated to the laptop or the smaller TV.
Oh, look at you.
And I will not – yep. So I'm not going to be going to any games for the rest of the season. I will say, though, I went to law school in Boston, and so I had the opportunity to go to a few Patriots games during, like, the Mac Jones era, and some of those games were duds, but – the fans tended to come out there in droves, and I think it had a lot to do with the fact that the stadium was just in such a better environment. There's a lot to do around Foxborough.
Although, I will say, and thanks for the
appreciate
call,
you.
That is a pain in the tuchus stadium to get into. You are opting into all of the traffic mm-hmm. in and all of the traffic out. That is not a fun place to go by any means. I think all the Super Bowl championships that engendered a lot of passion and goodwill.
Makes it a little more worthwhile.
Probably a factor as well. It's also a good stadium. It's also a fun experience. I mean, you're going to this stadium, and they've done a lot of hard work. They've tried their best. They're doing everything they can to push a boulder up a hill and put lipstick on this pig. But it isn't a good stadium, and it isn't a great atmosphere. It's gotten a ton better. I think the atmosphere is certainly in a solid place in terms of the controllables now. But it's going to be freezing cold. It's a team that's favored to lose handily, and that isn't very good without the starting quarterback and the superstar player playing. So it's just going to be a bad situation. I do wonder what it's going to look like, though, Danny. Because even if they're good over the years at that stadium, Eagles game,
yep,
Giants game,
there's always
Cowboys game, mm-hmm. we know what it is. End of year when you're bad, it's terrible. This is that on another level, though. Eagles with a chance to basically clinch the division. Washington going into a holiday weekend on a Saturday night.
Without Daniels, without any intrigue.
They're eliminated, and they, as of this week, publicly punted on the remainder of the season. I'm not knocking them for that. It's just what happened.
No, yeah, it's reality.
That's a tough sell now.
Yeah.
Hey, come on out. Buy your tickets now. By the way, Marcus Mariota's playing, but here's your tickets. They're $177 for the lower bowl. Who wants to come? That's tough.
Yeah, that's tickets going up on the Game Time app and you know, right. trying to unload them. And I understand that, by
and
the way.
And it'll be 26 degrees, and you're going to be surrounded by Eagles fans, but I promise you'll have fun. I promise. And, oh, by the way, the team might lose 27-10, but I'm telling you, you're going to have a good time.
Come on out, right?
Let's go to Daniel, who's in Virginia on G&D. What's up, Daniel?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. Hey, so here's my perspective. I'm coming from Warrington. It's a long drive. And it's really an all-day affair to go to the games, which I'm more than willing to do when there's something on the line and willing to pay a premium. But when the games become preseason games, which essentially these have become, and the logistics of going to the game really bleed into the day before when you start prepping for tailgates and that sort of thing, I'm not willing to do that. I mean, it's like I said, it's a huge concession. And when there is something on the line, more than willing to do it. But in this situation, no way. And not because I'm a fair weather fan. Some people would call me that for that reason. But there's more to it than just, you know, being there when it's important. It's making the sacrifices. And, you know, when you have kids and grandchildren, that's what you're doing when you're going to those games and you're giving up a day and a half to do so. So I'm more than willing to do it when there's something on the line. But you know, there's absolutely nothing on the line here. It doesn't even seem like we're evaluating for next year when Ben Sinnott's getting targeted one time in the game and we're still playing Von Miller and Bobby Wagner almost every snap on defense. So I don't know. I don't know what the purpose of the game is. I don't know if it's a preseason game, but I can't do it.
It's basically a super cold preseason game, but you're playing starters that really need to win. Come on out.
Come on.
Enjoy the
come see the home team.
Explore the space. I understand.
Yeah, but his point about it, it's so expensive. And it's not like those concessions are getting cheaper.
No.
You know, like, it's among the more expensive in the game.
Now, you've already paid. You could possibly make some of your nut back, I guess, if you put these online and some Eagles or Cowboys fan buys them or whatever. And more power to you. You should absolutely try to do that if that's what you need to do.
Right.
But you've paid for the tickets. You've paid for the parking. It's not like you're paying again. But to his point, you're not going out there and sitting in the parking lot and not eating. Tailgate costs a little money to set up. It's also freezing cold.
Yeah.
Now, this is one of those things, I think it's correct, but every time I say it, I get crap for this, and sure, that's fine. When they're indoors in the future, a justification of going to a game like this gets a little bit easier, I think, for a dad to take his kid, for the family. Like, I haven't looked at the weather, right? Clary, what are we looking at on Saturday evening, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m.? It's going to be damn cold. I know that.
Freezing,
much.
Yeah. I mean, doing it in Minnesota, like, if you couldn't do that skywalk indoor thing,
oh, man.
You imagine being taking your 5-year-old and having to walk like 10 city blocks in that whipping cold?
But
like,
here's the difference. I'm not even exaggerating. My kid is starting to get all in on sports and football and going to games with dad, and he loves it, right? He sets up the little helmets in front of the TV, and he's running around. Now, he can't lock in for 3 hours, but he'll watch a series and then go play with his trains and come back. If he wanted, I could take him to this game if it's indoors. I'm not taking him outside to sit in the lower bowl or upper bowl at 27 degrees for 3.5 hours bundled up.
Bunch of Eagles fans starting stuff? Yeah, that'd be fun.
Oh, by the way, yeah, I'm getting punched in the back of the head by some goofball up 95 who eats cheesesteaks every Thursday night at a bar. I'm just not doing it.
Yeah, we're looking at 43 degrees around 5 p.m. this Saturday.
It's actually a lot
not as
better
terrible
than I thought.
It's not bad, but it will get a little chillier as the day goes on or as the night goes on.
So we're upper 30s basically during the game.
Yeah, second half upper 30s.
That's cold, but that is, I was thinking it'd be mid 20s. Like, that's actually, I take back everything I said. Let's pack the joint. Let's go out there and be warm together. 40s? That's comfortable. Who needs an indoor stadium?
Yeah, seriously, let's go.
800-636-1067. Spoken like a couple of guys that were in Minneapolis in -4 wind chill.
I was going to say, I just did it, man. You know, I walked 2 city blocks in sub-zero temperatures.
If you have tickets, are you going to the game? If you don't, will you watch all 3 of these games every play? What kind of prioritization will you be doing? I think that caller said it right. Does this game go to the second screen for you as a football fan? Or does it still get the primary screen viewing, and the laptop is how you're monitoring everything else? The phone is how you're actually checking in on the bets and the fantasy stuff. Also want to get into a trade the Nats made for the second time in 9 days. Paul Toboni was working the phones. We'll do that as soon as we return on Grant and Danny here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We'll get back into the Commanders' stretch run. Final three games, no Jaden Daniels in a moment. The Nats made a trade yesterday. I wanted to hit on this briefly. So this is the second time in 9 days that Paul Toboni has worked the phones and made a deal. Last week, we told you about trading lefty reliever and closer for this team, Jose A. Ferrer, who goes out to Seattle to play for the Mariners for the catching prospect, who is a former 12th overall pick, Harry Ford, who's going to play in the World Baseball Classic for Great Britain. Ford is a 22-year-old who's big league ready, who's going to be the catcher of the future here, it would appear. He's a decent little player. I don't think he's a future star or anything like that, but he does immediately become the number two prospect in the system in MLB Pipeline's rankings for the record. Well, last night, before we left the station, Ryan comes up and he's like, whoa, look at this trade. And it's kind of surprising, honestly. The Nats shipped left-handed pitcher Jake Bennett to Boston, to the Red Sox, to Boney's old team. Bennett's a 25-year-old lefty, was a second-round pick back in 2022. He's huge. He's 6'6", 235. He actually, Danny, pitched in high school and in college with Cade Cavalli, interestingly. He missed all of 2024 in the Nats system with TJ. He came back last year, made 18 starts, and had some really good numbers. A 2.27 ERA, 75 innings, and right around 65 strikeouts, a 2.25 average against. He becomes Boston's number seven pitching prospect. He's got a chance to pitch in their bullpen this year. Close to big league ready at 25. Well, the Nats, as you know, it seems like are rebuilding and may not be ready just yet. So what did they do? They flip him for a flamethrower named Luis Perales, who's a 22-year-old righty in Boston system, who missed most of this past season with TJ. Got hurt in 24, came back for the final couple of weeks of 25. But he throws 101 miles an hour out of the pen, nasty slider in the Arizona Fall League. He's a starting pitcher who before the injury had a really, really good splitter from somebody I was talking to last night, like one of the better splitters in minor league baseball. And the Nats, in talking to one of their execs last evening, like they feel like he's got a chance to be a starter. And so they're going to have him in the rotation, working with him to be a starting pitcher until he proves he can't do it. And then they're going to move him to the bullpen if and when that happens. And he's got a chance to become a really high leverage, late inning closer type reliever. But in 163 career minor league innings, he's got 228 strikeouts.
Yeah, the numbers jump out at you there. I mean, he is rail thin, by the way. He's got that, if you're thinking of like an older school reference, like Ramon Ortiz style built, or, you know, not necessarily Pedro, but like Pedro's brother kind of a deal, right? Just that pie-throwing kind of whippy arm that just the ball just jumps out of his hand.
217 average against for his career with a strikeout rate over a dozen per nine. Like electrifying triple-digit fastball and stuff here, but it's a really high risk. Like, to me, Bennett's floor is way higher. He's a much safer prospect to be a big leaguer, whereas Perales, because of the arm injury now, but also because of the fact that he walks a lot of guys, they think the control will come back the further he gets from TJ. He's just a more volatile arm, I'd say, but he immediately becomes the number five prospect in the system via pipeline. So they've now added their new number two and number five prospects in deals for Ferrer and Bennett this offseason.
Kind of tells you, like, the story, right?
Toboni is taking some big swings here, and it's pretty cool. I don't know when the last time the Nats made a deal like this where they went prospect for prospect and got a higher ceiling, like potential big-time arm, but it's been a while. So they're out of the box. Also, last thing I'll say about the trade is that you do this with Boston. Any trade Toboni wants to make with the Red Sox where he gets to bring in players that he helped to develop, that he helped to scout, that he has great intrinsic knowledge of, sign me up for
probably
that.
A good idea, yeah.
Because he knows the good, the bad, the ugly. This guy, Perales, probably not available straight up for Bennett if he didn't just have one option left, because they put him on the 40-man roster in 2023. So for the last 2 years, he's had options used, even though he's never pitched in the big leagues. So that's probably why Boston's willing, unless he doesn't make the team, to move on from him anyway, because he might end up being like a Rule 5 type guy for them. But if you're the Nationals, you're going, well, heck, Jake Bennett, yeah, he's a nice little piece, but we'll take a flyer on this guy that Toboni loves.
Yeah, Bennett's ETA is this year. Perales' ETA probably 2 years from now. Now, it may change because, as you mentioned, with the options, but meaning like for a team that's not ready to compete, if he comes up at the end of this year, sometime next year, whatever, it doesn't matter, but we don't need Bennett's help right now this minute to win that 64th game.
Two trades in 9 days for Paul Toboni.
Not bad.
Keep on keeping on, buddy.
You chop that wood over there, Paul.
Let's make a third trade. How about tomorrow? Does that work for everybody? Let's get to the phones and talk to Shane in D.C. on G&D. Shane, how much attention are you going to pay the Commanders in these final three games?
Hey, Commander Daniel, Lieutenant Grant. Hey, I'll be watching it like I'll watch grass grow. That's a zero. My boys are playing basketball that day, so I'll be watching basketball.
You're it's checking
basketball
out.
Season for me.
Shane, you're checking out.
I am. Hey, look, I checked out officially last week. I mean, I'm disappointed because he should be playing, and I thought if they're going to do anything right, it's at least let him play. But, you know, once again, this organization is still where I still got a question mark with this organization still. And with Adam Peters, I mean, let's call it what it is.
So, Shane, they shut down Jaden Daniels, and you shut down Shane. You decided.
Internal discussion,
if
Shane
Jaden's
shutting down.
Done, I'm done. Mike and Ashburn, go ahead.
Hey, so, like, this year was the first time I went to the stadium. I took my kids for the first time. My kids are 23 and 17. And, like, I was psyched, man. We went to the opener, and it was so fun, right? And so we were all pumped up and everything. I'm an 85 baby. So, like, I've been through some hell and back, right?
Yeah, we're in the same generation of fans. We've never seen them good.
Right. So, like, the thing is, man, like, I was so psyched to go because I wasn't going to go, you know, under the old regime. You know, I just told him, like, it's not worth it. And so my kid, man, like, he started working, and he gifted me for my anniversary some Eagles tickets, man, to go see it.
Oh, wow.
Like, I know I see where his heart's at, his mind's at. I'm like, man, I love you, but
yeah.
I'm not going there. I'm not going to go out
tough,
there.
That is tough, though. Your boy gives you tickets. I think you got to go just to pay, or at least tell him you're going, and then go sit at the bar with your wife for a few hours and come back after. I don't know, man. If someone gives me tickets that's that heartfelt, I think I got to follow through on that.
That would be tough for me. my son's first job, and he, like, saved money, and he got me tickets to something. And, like, even if I don't want to go, it's
he
like...
He was washing dishes at the restaurant
put
for
a smile,
couple weeks.
Yeah, put a smile on my face and trot on over.
It's like getting a poster that you don't hang or something. Let's talk to Barry Sferluga of the Post next. Wrote a column today. Does not like the Daniel shutdown. This is The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.